Welcome back. You are about to hear episode 314 of the Hey My Man podcast. And as you will note, there is a little more music added to the podcast, some in real time and then some in post. I know a lot of you liked the music in the past, but the issue has become being able to share clips and post these podcasts to any different number of platforms where there is copywritten music. And I get it. But now, even more than before, the platform itself is through AI is able to identify that you've used music that you may not have the right to use, and they will then just remove the audio from your clip. So that's the main reason you've heard less music or almost no music in a lot of from 300 to where we are at 314. So I'm just trying to get a little more creative and be a little more fair to those that own the music, but inject a little bit of mood into the podcast. So that's why you're hearing versions of songs or, you know, generic tunes or whatnot, because it's, if they're royalty free, they are for me. I'm very interested what you guys are going to think of Ben's story in this episode or how you would deal with this situation. So I hope you take a second and take to the Facebook page or any of our social media to share your thoughts on how he should have handled the situation or how you would handle the situation, because it's definitely an interesting one and probably one other people have been in before. So there's no excuse for it not generating a ton of feedback. No legitimate excuse. I'm super excited for you guys to hear it. So I am not going to waste any more time. Let's get right to it. Here's episode 314.
It's Dave and Ben with you again. Let's start anew the Hey My Man podcast. From the region, let's take a spin. Where will it end?
Hey, what's going on? This is the Hey My Man podcast. This is Dave.
This is Ben.
It's episode 314.
Okay.
I'm hoping that my my up top opening last week gave everybody a little bit of a made me selling this middle-aged Hooters things a little easier for people. Then I thought back and I'm like, are people like, how is this correlated with that?
I don't know, but the more I think about it, the more I go, I think Lisa on the Facebook page said something. Should there be a girl spot?
No.
To go? That's like called like Peckers or something?
She's run that by me several times, and I think it's just that knee jerk, like, well, if you're going to have this, then we're going to have that.
Because the only issue is that, like, girls wouldn't go.
They would. Bachelor party.
So many.
I remember years ago, my wife and her silly friends went to a drag show, and they were like, it's like it was the cool thing to do.
A drag show?
Yeah, they went into the city. And I don't remember if it was for somebody's bachelorette party or for some like girls' night out, but they went to a drag show.
I don't know if that's the same as honkers.
No, it's not. But I don't feel like that's their normal gear. I feel that that's something they do on a special night. It's like, let's get everybody together and act a little crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like
dudes are like, well, I'll do that every day, all day long. I'll do that at my lunch at work. I'll do it for dinner. And then we could go back the following afternoon.
Yeah. If there's a magic mic for guys, they'll always do it.
Yeah. We speak for women without having any real knowledge of, even though I've been married a long time, you were married a long time.
Yeah.
We've been in the world a long time, but I think that's, it's a safe bet to say that women are not going to Peckers as a, it's a one and done. We went there. It was funny. We all laughed, for the most part, the majority of women, I feel like it's a small sliver, and you're not taking your husband.
But so you
for
just,
Hooters, you're taking your, you could take your wife, you could take your children, but
why?
You're not just because women wear revealing stuff anyway, but for a dude, she's saying I'll have a restaurant that's specific to having like genitalia on you know, or highlighted.
Yeah, I think Hooters like also highlights a body part.
They do, but it's not that, dude, that's a terrible argument. You
it
know
is?
It. You know it is.
How do I know it is?
Because breasts produce mother's milk. It's
that's
life-giving.
That's a fair point. And
children see it. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, and the guys at Dong John Silver's will produce life-saving seed, creating seeds. So.
You just know it's not the same argument.
I don't know that.
Yeah, are you going to go there? I know your best behavior, Ben, but are you going to this place?
No, exactly. I'm not going to Tallywhackers. Yeah. That's not for me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Hooters is still... It's not acceptable for women because
right,
women can
but,
women
right,
can
but,
look
but
at
why, an, though?
Because women can look at another woman and go, that's beautiful.
Well, but a guy can't look at a guy and be like, that thing's ridiculous.
No, they could, but they're not going to go in a restaurant and it's not going to make them. They're not going to want to eat.
Well, I'll tell you why, because it's threatening.
I don't think so at all. It's I'm not saying that it's not threatening. I'm saying
me?
It's but it's not something that makes you want to eat or to enjoy or want
it's
to
threatening
stay there
emotionally, spiritually and physically.
Well, I mean, you speak for you. I'm just telling you that I think that it would turn people off to eating.
If you walk into Elephant Trunks and they're picking up peanut shells off of the ground.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on.
That's threatening.
Well, I'm just saying it's not it's not the same thing. There's zero, and no woman would say
that's
the same. Right,
no, I'm not saying it is. I'm saying why is it?
It's a failed, because it's not attractive in the same way. It's a ha-ha-ha-he-he-he, look over there. It's not a women in bathing suits. You see the same thing at Hooters as you see in a bathing suit.
But you just hit
very
the nail,
rarely,
you just hit the
unless
nail
you're
on
in
the
Europe.
Head. You just hit what? The nail on the head. Guys don't go to strip clubs and go, tee hee, look at that girl right. over there. They're all no. like, oh my God.
Yeah,
I'll slit your throat to jump on her.
Right. They're wolves.
Yeah.
They're completely.
So
animals.
That's the difference.
But I also feel like women can go in a place, and even though they'd be threatened by a woman who is better looking than them potentially, they're still there to also eat. Where a dude, you're not going to sit there and. You're looking around the room and it's not gonna happen.
Why can't you eat a bratwurst when some guys?
You could, but I just don't think it's. I don't think it's a good business plan. Personally,
I don't.
I
either.
Wouldn't put my money in that.
I don't either.
That's why.
That's why I said they wouldn't go, and you said yes, they would.
No, I said they wouldn't go. No man's going to that.
No. I said nobody would go to that, and you're like, yeah, they would, and I'm saying no, they wouldn't.
No, I'm saying no man would go to that.
No, anybody would go.
Women would go just
like
because
four of them
is,
would go once a year.
That's what I'm saying. It's,
which
it's,
equates
it's,
to nobody's going.
It is no one's going to return. No one goes there a second
okay.
time. It is all for.
I'll be
the,
more specific he, about nobody's going. What yeah. I mean is not return business and not a lot of people.
Yes. What and I guess what I'm trying to say is it is a bachelor party, girls' night out, one and done, and it's not going to continue to be a thriving thing.
But even at a bachelor party, the girls want to be the focus.
I've never been
they
to,
want to be the
I've
focus
never been to a
the,
bachelor party.
A bachelorette party.
Never, yeah, I've never been to either.
You never been to a bachelor party?
My brother had like a kind of lame, I had a lame bachelor party. No, not really.
I didn't do shit, dude.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Which,
I don't miss.
By the way, read the tea leaves. That tells you something. You know what I mean?
No, it doesn't.
You should have went whoring because.
I did nothing. I'm trying to think what I did at all. It was by my choice. I was just like, it's not my thing.
It's not my thing either.
I don't want to sit around
honest.
With my buddies at a strip club. It's just not my idea of fun watching my buddy.
Who do you want to sit at a strip club with?
Nobody. I'm just, that's, it's not my idea of fun. But I don't know that, like, even getting my buddies together and watching, going to a baseball game is that really a bachelor party?
I think there's something wrong with my head mentally. Cause I wouldn't
oh,
enjoy
for sure.
Cause I wouldn't enjoy it either. But, like, I just don't. Some people are like, yeah, we can go, like, see these ladies and then go home. I'm just not wired that way.
On the episode of the
I'm
podcast.
I'm either into it or I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
Where we talked about the strip club bathroom attendant.
Mm-hmm.
That all, the reason we even talked about that day is because my wife didn't force me, but she really nudged me toward going to a buddy of mine's bachelor party. The beginning of it was at Three Floyds, and then it was like, we're going to take a bus from there to the strip club, like a beer bus to the strip club. And I was like, I'm just going to bail after Three Floyds, after the brew pub. Like, I don't need to go on to the strip club because I'm not spending any of my money, and I'm not giving my money to this guy to get lap dances either. Like, it's just, you call me cheap, call me whatever. I was not festive. And if you remember, there was a table, one of those round tables, and I kept moving it to fend off any would-be strippers that wanted to sit down and have me buy a $25 drink while they talked to me. I was like, no.
Well, I've long since said, like, strip club, it would be fine if you're, like, doing business there.
Yeah. And it's just, like, they're off in the distance.
It's on, like, the games on in the background.
Yeah.
But when you're there just to be like, let's just go look at her, I just don't see any other outcome except for one that's absolutely horrible for everybody all the time.
Right. Yes. Either you're horribly let down or you've made a horrible mistake that you're going to regret.
100%. That's it. That's right. There's, I don't see, that's why if it's like, maybe your idea before is not the idea you had, but sort of like a strip club, but you're just there to, you're like, all right,
you remember
we're planning our next business meeting or something. And the women that serve you also have to be like top or all happen to be like topless or something.
If you go and watch like a Jet Li movie from the 90s and they're like, there's Japanese people in a club, there's always like a stage with scantily clad or topless women, but they don't come off the stage. You're sitting doing your thing. You can gaze at beautiful women. But you're not forced to engage. It's probably impolite in their
that
culture.
I'm
like,
for.
You know what? Hey, if I want you, I'll come up to you. Otherwise, you stay there and just dance around.
That I'm just for. A nice thing like, to you look at. Over there and you go, oh, like, what's the score? Mm-hmm. And then you go back to your conversation and you look up and you go, oh, I got this 6-point spread with this person. You just look up and you go, oh, Asian. I'm into that. And then you go back to what you're doing.
I don't know anybody that personally that I know of that's been to a strip club in 10 years ever since that the last time I went.
I think
I've never even heard a guy
evolved.
Tell me like, oh, we went to, we're thinking about, or we went to.
No,
I'm wondering if the strippers have tablets now with the, you know, 18, 22 and 25% gratuity where they flip it around after a conversation.
Yeah.
And it's just like, this is what you will be
you
doing.
You just tap what their tip would be.
Right.
You
right.
just keep pushing the $1 button.
Anytime they take physical money out of the game and you could just tap and push, that's where people lose everything.
Yeah, you make it digitally like, rain on them.
I'm saying if you don't have to take money out of your wallet and you could just push a button and be like, I'll worry about it later. I'm sure it'll be fine. And you could just give virtual money, which is real, but to you in the moment, that's where problems come in. I don't know how we got here.
I don't know. I don't know.
I was just, again, I still am feeling a certain way about the podcast last week because my whole thing was I was listening to these books about, you know, the Green River Killer. And I was like, man, these young girls are just being victimized. And I just don't like the fact that these evil male gazes, you know.
You want the evil guys to gaze at middle-aged women as well.
I just think they're better able to defend themselves.
Yeah. Well, there was no mention of any killer. It was just like, hey, we should have a restaurant.
Yeah. Right.
Which is fine. But I still think that, you know what, if you opened a restaurant where it's like sexy dudes serving you, mm-hmm. it would just be like the WNBA. It would be like, well, it's your ladies. You could go to this and support this restaurant, but you won't.
Right.
So you know you're not going to.
Yeah. 100%.
Dudes would go.
But who evaluates?
Like, I would find like any gay buddy I had and I'd be like, dude, I'll go to Peckers with you.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get nachos. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'll get a foot long and we'll all giggle.
All right.
Yeah, it's like whatever. You know what I mean?
You had a story you wanted to share. Let's transition.
It's not about that. It's not about that. Oh, dude. Okay. So imagine. What is the worst thing you could buy online that would not come to you as a shipment, but would get lost in transit or misdelivered?
Like, so something I bought online that I wanted no one else to know I bought and accidentally got delivered to a neighbor.
Yeah. Like you went to like hymns.com where it's like discreet shipping or whatever. And it's like, but that didn't come to you.
I mean, that probably would be
it. ED medication.
Yeah, ED medication.
So
did this happen?
I come home the other day.
Oh, no, dude. I'm sorry.
I come home the other day, and sometimes I have...
I think it happened to Tommy Lasorda, so you're not on your own.
Well, I did have my son bring me a shit bucket just in case. So I come home, and I've been known to have a few beverages at night and start Amazon pushing. I got Dustin Poirier's hot sauce in the mail the other day, and I was like, I guess I ordered that.
I want to know.
Yeah, no, it rules. Okay. So there's a package in the front door. Me and the kids pull up, and I'm like, you know, it's like that's a little chore for them. Hey, who wants to run and get the package? They get excited like it's Christmas.
Anytime you know what I always do? I always tell my kids, like, I think it's the one we ordered for you when I know it's stuff right now.
I just didn't order it. That's a good idea. So I say, grab this package. So my daughter goes and runs and gets it. My son takes it from her. He starts opening up, and let me take a step back, and I have a MacBook that has been missing a charger for nigh on a year. I bought a charger, and then I was missing the other half. I've been missing a part of my thing to make my MacBook work. I open this box. I say, who's it from? It's some company I don't recognize, but it's like, you know, that happens.
Yeah.
You buy something on TikTok, and it's like, who the hell is selling it to you? There's a MacBook charger, and I'm like, oh. So I think, oh, my lady must have known that I was missing my charger and just was doing a mitzvah, right? She's just buying me this half charger. That's super sweet. Then my son goes, there's lithium ion batteries here. Lithium. And he starts making jokes like, Dad, I didn't know you were a science nerd. Like, you're getting lithium batteries. He's trying to like roast me. I look on a box and it says waterproof toy lithium ion batteries. What do you think? Immediately when you see waterproof, you go, oh. So I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm going to open the rest of this box in my room because it might be a secret for one of you guys, you know, for sure. So I grab this box and I'm like, fuck, what did I order, right? I grab the box. I go in my room. I open it up, MacBook charger, and I'm thinking, how sweet. Because I know I didn't order it, and that's very nice of her. She's planning ahead. Then I look. It's this waterproof toy. It's like, dude, it's like the box is like the size of a deck of cards. It's small. Mm-hmm. It's this little like pen shaped thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's a finger massager, mm-hmm. a pen shaped thing. But it's like, you know, you could push in. It does like 12 different patterns of buzzing, whatnot, right? So I'm looking at it and I'm going like, what the heck? And my girl's going out of town. She's going out of town for like a week. So I'm thinking, what are you trying to like? Either you need something while you're on the road or this is some sort of remote thing. I don't know what it is, but I'm worried because the size of this thing is small, right? Mm-hmm. So I start going, where's the intended place for this to go?
Right.
Right? Because I'm not skilled in women's toys, but some of them look like you could lower, you know, you can get a crane and lower them on top. Some of them are intimidating, right? This was not, this is like a, what is this? Do I start going, where do you think this is? And she's going out of town. And I'm going, this is some wild shit. Like, what? It's presumptuous. I'm intrigued. What's happening right now, right? So I text and I go, hey, you sent some stuff to my house. You must, did you?
Whose name's on it, though?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just opened the box, okay. Right? It's getting in my house. I sent a text and I go, hey, you left... Did you mean to send a package here? You sent a package here. And she's like, oh, I must have put the wrong address on it. And I'm going, yeah, well, you did. And she goes, yeah, I got like a dress for, I'm going out of town. I got some like business clothes or some stuff for work. And I was like, no, you got some more stuff. And I'm sending the emoji with the blushing face. I'm like, nah, you bought other shit. What's going on here? And she's like, ha, ha, ha. Like, I'm like, no.
Why wouldn't you just repackage the box in order not to humiliate and embarrass her? And just be like, I never opened it.
Because if you sent it to my house, I'm involved now.
All right.
I'm involved.
Right. But if it said her name on it, which you clearly didn't look, you could have been like, hey, I didn't want to open. You could have played the whole thing off.
First of all, it wouldn't have been as good of a story. Embarrassing about it.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. So I'm like, no, you ordered some stuff. And she's like, yeah, just like work stuff. And I'm going, no, don't play dumb with me. What did you order? And I'm like, by the way, where's this thing supposed to go? I'm making jokes. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. So me being a dutiful person I am, I want to see what this thing is because I'm intrigued, right? So I open the box. It has a charger. And I go, well, I better charge it. If you bought it, you got to charge. I'm just,
right.
I don't know. Anything comes, you charge it, right? You get something with a cord. I plug it in. I'm pushing the button. I'm watching it do its 12 different combinations, all these things, right? And I'm like, this thing is crazy. But the box, I couldn't get it open easily. I could have with a knife, but I was like, screw that. I just kind of tore it open. So I was like, well, it's charging, whatever it is. Ball's in your court. I don't know what's happening right now. She calls and she's like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean? I ordered like some stuff for work. I go, nah, this ain't, if this is for work, then I'm incorrect about what you do for a living, you know? She's like, no. So I said, I'm going to send you a picture of it. And she goes, that's not mine. And so I'm like, kind of like, all right, it's sure. Mine, it's not mine either. Yeah, it's not mine, baby. She goes, no.
I even wrote this book.
Right. And I was like, no, thank you for the charger. And she's like, what charger? I go, I don't know. Just the thing you got. She goes, no. She goes, whose name's
on feel
that?
Like I've been on
what
the,
you said.
I feel like I've been on the other side of this before with you. And I'm just like, okay, what? Just get you're really gilding the lily on this. Like, let's go. What do you got, bro? Why can't you just tell me? Hey, I think you got a vibrator here, and I have a problem with
it. Why can't I say it?
Yes.
I don't have a problem with it.
Okay, but why not just say, it appears that you have a finger massager at my house.
Yeah, well, that was what the emoji was for. Like, hey, what is this stuff? And that because I thought she knew, right?
Millennials.
I thought she was going to be like, I thought she was going to be like, oh, yeah, I sent that and I'll explain later.
Well, maybe. Oh, did you ever think that maybe she's just playing this because now she's embarrassed and she's just playing defense?
And maybe at very first, yeah. Okay. So she goes, seriously, whose is that? I look at the package.
Well, this is the best part. Like you have somebody on the side and then you realize, oh no, this was another girl that I had that sent this to me. Unfortunately, now I brought it up to you. That's not likely. So clearly you're like,
yeah,
it's no, the other girl, it's either yours or mine and it ain't mine.
I'm like, did you buy me a flashlight again? somebody bought it. I guess I'll keep it. Oh, well. No, but she's like, no, seriously, whose is that? I look at the package. It's one address off. Mm. This was supposed to go to my neighbor. Mm. So now the person next to me, I've opened their package, which is clearly a small vibrator and a MacBook charger. And I was like, oh, this is horrible. They're going to think I'm going through their stuff, and then they're going to be mortified that I saw their stuff.
But you did need the MacBook charger.
I did. Well, she's like, should I just package it back up and put it on the porch?
Hell no.
Well, she's like, no, don't do that. Because then I go, but Amazon sends you a picture. They're going to see a picture of it on my porch. So.
Yeah, I would say I got confused and I went and I threw it in the car.
Then she's going to think I stole her vibrator.
You couldn't even say, hey, it wasn't mine, so I sent it back, because you have to be the person who purchased it to get the QR code to send it back. So that wouldn't work either. So now I'm interested. What'd you do?
I go, well, maybe I could just tell her because I didn't open it.
I got it.
Okay.
You send the kids back over with it. You tell them, hey, let them know that you're, tell them, have the one of your children say, my dad wasn't home. I thought I opened up a package for him. It isn't his. And he just told me to bring it over here. And he said he would talk to you later when he gets home.
Give my kids a vibrator?
Make your kid be the one that opened it on accident and act as if you were never there to see it. You went home and it got opened.
So then your neighbor's kids opened your vibrator.
You're going to know that your kids don't know what that is. Your kid plays with a cat, bro. Come on. He's not know what a vibrator is.
Well, cats rule for one, but... that was my knee jerk. I said, cause my,
you gotta let the kids handle
my kids
one.
Did open it. So I go,
it's
I go,
not a lie.
Right. It's not. So right. I go, should I, but they didn't stick it up their ass. That's the problem. Right. Just kidding. No, but my kids did open it. So I go, I'll tape it up. I'll put a note that says, sorry, my kids opened this. And she goes, no, that's worse.
Yeah.
You don't want your neighbor thinking your kids opened your. So I was like, well, I don't know what to do.
I don't know. I'm going to defer and say, because of their age and their innocence, she could in her mind be like, they probably didn't. She could make that leap and be okay with, they probably just opened it and recognized right away it wasn't something that their dad ordered or they ordered. And
yeah, but the box inside the envelope was opened and partially charged.
Oh, you already
now.
Charged your vibrator.
Started to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, blame it on the kids.
They opened it and charged it?
Yeah, but they didn't know what it was. So, yes, they did touch it. Mm-hmm. And she should send it back and get a clean new one just in case.
Yeah.
Probably the best thing to do.
Hey, but my kid actually opened it. Now it smells like a dude's beehole.
It's more embarrassing if you are, as an adult, saw it and
brought
it over.
I think it's better. I think because we're both adults.
I can't wait to hear the listeners' take on this one.
So I'm like, what do I do?
I just told you.
Well, you told me an idea.
You could have called me. I would have taken it over.
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
We're going to get to that. Okay. But
oh no.
She's like, just keep it and just pretend like you never got it. Just throw it away or something. And I go, I can't. She's going to see the picture. She's going to know. So I was like, I'm going to tape it up. And mind you, the little box that they're $10 on Amazon, by the way, ladies. Dude, if you're on a budget,
did you check the reviews when you went back to look and see how much?
Not the reviews, but I did Google the name, and I was like, normally these things are very expensive. These are only $10.
Dude,
talk about bang for your buck in your B. A lot of bang.
Make it your V.
It's small enough wherever you want.
Okay,
anywhere in your P maybe. So
maybe you need to make a public service announcement about what to do if this situation happens. You know, have you ever thought about like maybe taking to the airwaves and putting something out there that way in the future, if somebody else was in this situation, they might know how to handle it. You know what I'm saying? Like you could be like, have you ever been in a situation? Let me cue this down.
Yeah.
Have you ever received something in the mail that didn't belong to you? Maybe something that vibrated, jostled, gyrated.
Then it cues to a testimonial that goes, here's the thing. We get packages all the time. I just rip them open. Sometimes they're not for me, though.
They weren't for you, but maybe now they are. Maybe it's best to just keep this thing to yourself. Never give it back. Don't say a word and let your neighbor, because your neighbor will never look at that picture and come looking for their package.
It's so hit us up at www.keepit.com. Just don't give it back.
Dude.
Then you cut to somebody else and they go, we didn't give it back either. And there's a little kid holding one. And he goes, we didn't give it back either. Right.
Right. Well, here's what I'm thinking. The neighbor is going to see the picture and they're going to go, oh, my God, that's my V. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to. You know, I'm not going to say anything, and right. We're just going to pretend like this. If I don't, they're praying that you don't come to their door with the package, and they're just like, hey, I'm going to take the $10 loss.
We have to never look at each other in the eye again, or we have to make love.
Yeah. Now, do you?
I'm very comfortable doing one of those things. I'm not home that often. You know what I mean? I don't want to be there. No. I just, so I'm not done.
Okay.
So I'm like, I can't just keep it. She's going to know. And I give it back. I try to put it back together. And I was like, it's clearly, it looked like it was like my He-Man toy when I tried to sneak in Christmas Eve. And my parents weren't going to know it was all taped up. So I tape it up.
Have you ever inadvertently destroyed your neighbor's V?
This ever happened to you? You think it's a battery charger for your laptop? Turns out it's a pleasure device. And it's not yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's great. So that, you know what? That music needs to get played every time we have a good thought that we want to run with. Uh-huh. I really like it. Yeah. So I tape it up and I go, I'm just doing it. I'm going to tape it up because, you know, when in doubt, the best honesty is the best idea, just or the best option or however you say it. I just go, I'm going to tape it up because the truth is, I thought it was sent to me. I opened it.
Has anyone ever told you that honesty is the best policy only to find out? They couldn't be more incorrect.
Turns out we have testimonials at www.justlie.org. Right. So I go, you know what? Just it's embarrassing, but it's not really on me. You're the one that's embarrassed. And I think me taping it up and just giving you a note, she goes, just tape it up and put it there. I go, no, that's going to look like it was handled. She's going to go, why does it smell like nacho cheese? And I go, I don't know either.
How about not send a man to do a woman's job? Wait for her to come over and say, you walk it over there and give it to the female.
With a wink?
Yeah, or just say, hey, I open this. I know, you know, hey.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easier. It's more because she might say, hey, I'm glad you opened it. Did you take a look at what was inside? Yeah, in fact, I did. I charged it.
I left a note that said, here's what's awesome. Both of the items you got fit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're going to want to wash both of those.
It's very odd that we both ordered a computer charger.
I wasn't sure which one to sit on, so I just hedged my bets.
Yeah, right.
So I tape it up sloppily, and I'm like, I'm going to put a note that just says, sorry, my kids, no, can't do kids. Sorry, didn't see the name on this. All apologies. The only paper I had in the house was a little notepad of Lucy's with a Halloween or the Hawaiian girl on it.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's extra weird. Now it's like this silly feminine paper. So I have a picture of it. I'll show it to you. I took a picture of the note.
Do you constantly make bad decisions all the time? When they're unnecessary, you could just put the package on their porch and hope they don't ever ring doorbell and completely be anonymous.
Here's the deal. You're out of paper, but you need an apology note. That thing smells crazy. It's got to get washed. Yet here we are. This is a real problem.
I just feel like, couldn't you use it like a bag from the Strachan Van Til?
That's a write-on.
Yeah. Rip the bag, flip it over. It's better than a strawberry shortcake notepad.
So I put the Hawaiian girl paper and I wrote,
oh, hey, you could have done the note, like when somebody sends you
Should I have wrote it in lemon juice so she had to burn the paper so it was revealed?
Yeah, like cut letters out of magazines. Like a
ransom note.
Ransom note. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah, but then again, the Amazon photo is going to be the real trick.
What if the Amazon photo was you holding the package? Like, so the guy was like, "Hey, real quick, I need to get this for this."
Ever get your neighbor's package? Here's the thing. Yeah. Okay. So I write on it. I tape it up. I write on the package. I go, I forget what I wrote, but I'll show you the picture. I wrote, "Sorry, I opened this before I saw the name on it. My bad," or something like that. I forget. This is maybe a little nicer than I can't remember. I put it on the porch, and then I go, "Dude, I need a picture of that. Like, that's funny." Because immediately Heather was like, "That's content all day.
Sure.
Like, you're crazy. Yeah, this is a great story.
We just did like 22 minutes.
Yeah, well, it's not done.
Yeah, right.
So I was like, "All right, yeah. Well, it's too late now." Mm. Then I'm looking, and I'm like, "They don't have surveillance cameras. They don't have a Ring doorbell." So later on, I go back out there and walk up to it, go click, take a picture of the note that I wrote, walked away. Now, then I go outside. My kids trash my car. They throw all the things in over the week. I go outside and I'm just cleaning out my car. Now, my car's backed up right by their front door, basically. I look over. I see the front and the package is still there. And I'm like, "Man, what's going on? It's been a couple hours." I see the door open. I see a half of a body come out of the door. And I don't want to look because then they're going to have to look at me and she doesn't want to look. But I can feel like the side gaze. I see somebody go to grab a package and pause as if to think, "Oh my God, there's a handwritten note in Hawaiian girl paper." And then they don't look, but I feel the sideways gaze. So I just look straight forward and I'm like, "All right." And then they don't turn around to go back in the house. They literally back up like Homer into the hedges, just zoop back in. And I was like, "This is weird. This is bad, but it's going to be okay." And later on, I came outside to my car and she was outside she had a young child. She was in the front yard with the child. And I just give a wave. This is my olive branch. This is my social olive branch going like, "Hey, no shame. Look, you might be a single mother. You do you, right? It's for travel, by the way." I don't know how much she travels, but it also works for if you're at home. So I was like, "Hey, you know, what's up? How are you?" I don't say anything. I just give a wave. And she just looks down, like just looks straight ahead. No wave back. So I can't tell if she's mad at me or ashamed.
Probably,
or a mixture.
Because she, not only did you open her package, but in her mind, she's thinking the worst. You charged and used this thing and then put it back in the packaging. You gave it a test drive.
Why didn't
you
use it?
She doesn't know that.
Perception. I wrote PS. You should probably charge it again.
Yeah, perception is reality.
Sorry I opened your thing.
Not only did I open your thing, I then opened the smaller thing within the thing and then charged your thing.
Yeah, I did.
And
all
then,
those things.
And then you believe that I used it.
Yeah, and then I put PS. That is the best bang you can get for your buck.
Let's go.
I wrote "at a girl," one word. So now I would like it to not be weird. But maybe now we have a little cat and mouse game, right?
Maybe you just send her a link to this episode.
Maybe. Don't put this one out, huh? This can just be for secret.
No, I think this is great.
So now maybe I get a package of something that would embarrass me. I order hymns, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I
don't think that's going to work.
Yeah, I think ED medication is way more embarrassing than like a travel.
I think it should be, but I think that someone may look at you and go, "Yeah, that makes sense. I'm not feeling it. You know, it's not no big deal, buddy."
What if I like order a blow up doll that's like similar in size and stature? And then I go, "Oops, it came to your house."
Here's another thing about
somebody better blow it up and sit on it.
In my opinion, they only exist for the purposes of movies and television.
Blow up dolls?
Yeah. People buy those real dolls that are like $100,000. Now that's embarrassing.
Are they really $100,000?
I don't know, but I'm assuming the technology that there is today.
Do they have AI ones yet?
Those ones that you see that people buy their buddy for like a joke. Dude, come on. It's like it's like a raft you use in your pool, but
yeah,
like
that's
even worse.
A pool raft
for
sure.
There's no way. I mean,
although I'm not that far off, dude. I watched Ex Machina this week.
Dude,
if you can get anywhere close to that.
Oh, yeah, but that's more the other way. That's not the rat pool.
It's the right way.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. I've watched a movie a million times. It's one of the problems.
It's so good, right?
Yeah.
I kept raving about it, and I made me and the lady watch it. And
Did she appreciate it?
She hates sci-fi, and I think she still enjoyed it.
Yeah, because it's not Star Wars nerd sci-fi.
No, there's no like...
But it's a love story.
There's no gills.
what you think is a love story, but that's really not.
It's a story of betrayal. It's so good.
Yeah.
I can watch that movie probably once a month and not get sick of it.
And the thing is the way it ends is it just, you know, inevitably what happens to the character, but like, you don't have to see it. You're just like, oh, it's going to be a long one for you, buddy. Hopefully it goes shorter or you figure out a way to make that end sooner than later.
It's so amazing that he's like, I know it's fake. He's telling me it's fake. He's watching me and I still can't help falling in love with it.
It's pretty good looking.
It's pretty good looking.
We're dudes. I mean, what are you going to do?
But it puts on a silly wig. It had like a sexy.
It doesn't matter.
It matters a little.
It didn't have like a Mo Howard wig. I mean,
So now do I send something embarrassing to me to her house?
Asking me this or is this for the podcast? Because I'm going to go a different way on that. And I'm just going to say, no, you just let it go. And hopefully time will heal all wounds. I don't think by sending yourself something embarrassing, truly, if we're really talking about this, is going
to
make anything better.
I buy a fleshlight and I go, oops, like it went to your house. My bad. I put the numbers in wrong.
I mean, you could try it. I don't know. I don't think it's going to work. Because what if she's just a better person than you and looks at it and goes, oh, it's not my name, so I'm going to take it over to him and never opens it. That's the key. You're a savage. And your children are savages, so they opened up. They violated federal law by opening up someone's other.
Thought the lady was being playful and spontaneous and sending something. I honestly thought.
Yeah, no, hey, I get it.
I'm going out of town.
The intent's not there. That's why you won't be charged with a crime.
Mm-hmm. But this is manslaughter at best.
Yeah, for sure.
This is not homicide at all.
Agreed.
Not even close.
Agreed. That is a good story. Did you say you have a new job for me?
Yes.
That was related to this.
Yes.
Okay.
So there is a guy. I got to stop this for 1 second. There is a guy. I think his name is John. My brother tipped me off to him. He is called John from John Breaks Bad News. Mm-hmm. It's on TikTok. It's called John Breaks Bad News. People send him bad news, and he breaks it for them. Yeah. So in this case, I think this is like, I haven't found a job that you'd be naturally better at yet.
Right.
So I go, hey, my neighbor bought this little vibrator and sent it to me, and my kids saw it, and I saw it, and maybe somebody, you know, used it. And then I go, I would like you to call her and tell her. So you call. This guy, John, calls and goes, hey, am I talking to...
Joyce.
Am I talking to Joyce?
Right.
Hey, Joyce, I'm sorry. This is bad news. You go, this is Dave from Bad News, or you make your own little spin on it, and you go, I'm sorry to tell you, but...
As you know, your neighbor's kids are out of control. They're completely feral. Their dad lets them throw snowballs at cars, all kinds of things like this. So it shouldn't surprise you that they opened up mail that didn't belong to them, and they actually charged. They found and charged your vibrator. Now, I will let you know.
This needs to be a PSA.
But I can't. But that music doesn't work for it, does it?
I think if you're advertising your... Well, establish your business and then advertise it.
I'll set it up next time for better music. Okay. But I'm just telling you, like... You threw me off. So anyway, this guy's kids are out of control. They do what they want. So it shouldn't surprise you that they opened your mail. They found your vibrator. They didn't know what it was. They charged it anyway. He came home. He realized what it was. He realized how embarrassing it would be for you. So he decided he was going to repackage it, put it on your doorstep, and act like nothing happened. But he used it first. So I would suggest that it is in your best interest to send it back to Amazon and have them send you a replacement ASAP.
I like it, but directors, a few notes.
Yeah, sure. This is my first voyage.
You may not always need to give them the advice on what to do. But sometimes it may work. Sometimes it may not. It's a catch as catch can.
Yeah.
But okay, you say like, hey, like, okay, this actually happened. My uncle, it's not funny at all, but my uncle got sick and it started getting sick quickly.
Okay.
Right? Like he was like, I'm not doing well. Then it was like, hey, I'm really not doing well. So me and my brothers go, okay, we have to arrange. We have to go down there and see him, right? Mm. So, of course, me and my brothers being who we are, it doesn't work. We try to just communicate a day, but it's 47 text messages. And, whoa, Wednesday's good, but Tuesday's perfect if I can be back by 10 a.m. and just a bunch of nonsense. Finally, my brother Mark and I agree on a day where we can go down to Advance, Indiana, and go visit him, which is already awkward. It's like, hey, if we everyone kind of knows why you're visiting. Mm. I'm not looking forward to it in that way, but I do want to see him. So we figure, I think it was like Thursday or two, no, it was a weekday. We decide on a weekday. We get as far as Fair Oaks Farm. And then I go, hey, have you called Uncle Bill to see if it's like a good day? Because if you're really sick, maybe it's like, hey, today is not good. Right, I can't move much. Right. And he's like, oh, no. Yeah, I said, we should call. They do know we were trying to come this week, but who knows when you're not doing well. We're a damn near an hour away. And then, you know, my aunt's like, no, actually, it's not a great day because he's on some new medication and whatever. So we have to turn around, right? The end of this horribly sad story is we don't get another crack at this. We missed our shot.
Sure.
We missed our window. Now, that's awful news.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're going to break that news.
Who would I break that to?
I think you break it to my brother and say, you guys were too dumb to figure out within a two-week gap to figure out a day, maybe, or no? Maybe this is a horrible example.
Yeah, I don't know that it works.
Might be a terrible example.
Yeah, because you've already got the bad news from the person you called.
Okay, well, yeah, that's pretty obvious.
We'll work on it. We'll come up with some scenarios in the future for future podcasts.
Strike that whole part. Okay, okay. We were so stupid. We're like, we're going to go visit them. We made an hour down south, and then we're like, oh, we should see if it works for them. So we didn't get to.
I was thinking maybe you guys could have prepared... You know that song by Boys to Men, It's So Hard to Say Goodbye, but like a
do
you
I know
three
it?
Together.
Which pitch do I know it is?
You
is the
three
question.
Together, where you perform. Like, and you were saying, well, he
I
knows.
I thought we'd get.
You know, like I'm going to double this up.
To see forever. And then you come in, you do the in the background. And then Kermit and Jim Henson come up and they start smooching.
My whole point was, you're like, well, they kind of knew it was kind of sad, you know, why we're coming. But if you came there with that and you're like, you know why we're here, but you didn't know this. And you give that to him and you're like, it's hard to say goodbye. He's like, it is. But you came with something special and you came, you know, I don't know.
We send him a jib jab with our heads.
Whatever happened to Jib Jab?
Dude, my fucking brother, like 2 years ago, my brother finds out about this technology where you can put someone's face and animate it. Mm-hmm. My dad has been dead.
Yeah, remember this story.
My dad has been dead 21 years this year. It's 20 years right now. My brother, with zero forewarning, not around his birthday, not around his death, just the middle of summer, sends a message with our dead father singing. Like, I think it was like, hello, my baby, hello. Dude, he was like, isn't this app awesome? And I was like, that might be the shittiest thing you've ever done to me in my entire, my weekend shot now.
Yeah.
Like, out of the blue. It was so, but it's hilarious now because I'm like, it's so, what's the word? Like,
in poor taste.
Unaware.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to be offensive.
Right, right, right.
He was unaware that sending a video of our dead dad going, da 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 da. Yeah. Dude, it was a song.
Was he like, I had to use a picture because it required a picture that was a certain size, and the closest one in my computer was this.
He's making like big eyes, like he's the Six Flags Great America commercial or whatever.
That's great. Did it only go to you and your other brother? Or not like.
Wouldn't it be funny if you posted on Facebook? Just like, hey, he's our dad. Like, la da 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 da.
Have you ever not gone to a restaurant because the parking lot's too small? I was thinking about this long and hard today.
Yes, right away, Chipotle and Munster, or anything in Munster on Calumet
Avenue.
There
has been so many. We were talking about at work about a restaurant that used to be in town that's no longer there, most likely because of the fact that it was too difficult to get in and out of the parking lot. And yes, you could park a couple of businesses away and walk over, but those businesses have signs that say, hey, this parking is for my business only, and I'm not going to risk it for a sandwich. I'm also not going to do the legwork. So if you are a brick-and-mortar, no-drive-through style business, and you decide, hey, this is where we're going to place our business, parking lot first. Parking lot over everything.
Like, yeah.
Because if I have to back out all the way of the parking lot, I'm not ever coming.
The place that like I go to like talk to the old Asian lady to see if I can get galanga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I was thinking about this today where I'm like, man, I wonder how many businesses go out of business just because of the fact that their parking lot is so unattractive, you know, and it's a lot.
There's times when I want Chipotle And I was like, I'm not getting it.
That's what
and
I'm saying.
I have a crappy 15-year-old car.
Because
if
the,
I had a nice
because
car,
of the one on Calumet Avenue, right? Because it's in that stupid. And the thing is, you can't back up because there's really only a narrow enough room for a car going one direction behind you. And if there's two, because there's a dentist office or orthopedics office, there's Froyo. A lot of moving parts.
Yep.
Businesses where people aren't spending a lot of time in, so there's constant movement. And it's I have to believe that they have constant accidents over there.
Yeah, whoever just, was the civil engineer, whoever designed that. Hey, yeah, get, I mean, maybe there's only so much room they can work with, right?
Yeah. But yeah, well, maybe that's just not the type of business you put in there.
What's the business know. That went? Is it a revolving place? Like a place that no
the
business?
The one I'm talking about?
Yeah, like
no, it was a sandwich. It was a sandwich shop that had been there for a while and was pretty successful, but ultimately, it went the way of the dodo. And I think me personally, there's a lot of times where there's not a parking lot, and this could be anything from a clothing store to a restaurant to I evaluate a parking lot right away, and I'm like, this is just. The chance of the stalls are too narrow. Someone's going to open their door into my car. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even that worried because I have an 08 Highlander and I keep it because I don't want to have to worry. But I'm worried my kids are going to fling their door open into somebody else's car. And now I'm stuck with this, you know, do I tell the person their car? Of course I do. You know, that's
I can't believe you have an 08. Like, it's like you're trying to best me because I have an 09 and it wants to die.
Yeah.
I just
mine's in really good condition. It's a Toyota though, bro.
How many miles?
90,000.
90,000
locally driven only, bro. I
mean, 90,000 and it's 16 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to buy it?
No, but mine has 178.
Yeah.
Well, I have still running strong.
I don't mean
dude.
To be disrespectful, but I have multiple cars. So I, for long distance stuff,
king of the castle, king of the castle.
Yeah. Sorry.
Look at me.
Yeah. I will. The other thing that I wanted to put out there was, and the reason I downloaded that little track I was playing was because I was seeing so many people on Facebook, and it didn't surprise me, that were giving a tip of the hat to the stupid solar eclipse. And I thought, have you ever thought about posting a picture of the solar eclipse?
I saw
it. And then asked yourself, why? If not, why? That all that for that, because I'm thinking, everybody posted the same dumb picture. It is a
play that
tiny
music. Play that music and let me be the people that are excited about it. I saw the solar eclipse. I had a phone on me, and I knew everybody would want to see my picture.
It is the same idea of taking pictures or video of fireworks and then reposting it. So let me ask you this. What is more annoying?
The same dum-dums do that.
People, okay.
I'm not going to lie to you. I tried to take a picture of it. But I did never contemplate posting it.
What is the most, what is lamer? The,
oh,
the
guys, people that take. Is, now this, okay, you want to break bad news? This job is made for me.
People that take pictures of the I voted sticker and put it on their social media. Okay, this is all dedicated to social media. What's the lamest post?
Okay.
The I voted sticker. The I'm vaxxed Facebook profile ring around your face. You know where it changes, and now it's like the I'm vaxxed.
Out of those two? Out of those two?
I got more.
Oh, I want to go head-to-head tournament
the
style.
I stand with, fill in the blank, I stand with Italy, I stand with, you know, Russia, I stand with Palestine, I stand with Israel.
Who stands with Russia? I'm with wife beaters.
The picture of the eclipse or pronouns in your social media bio.
So I immediately start breaking these into camps.
Okay.
I got vaccinated, and what was the other? Hold on. Okay, so the I voted.
Yeah.
And the, what was the last one you said?
Pronouns in your social
media. I voted and pronouns. I'm going to say super lame. However, there may be a job thing there.
Mm-hmm.
If you work for a municipality or a government or something, I think you're expected to promote the
on
civil.
Your Facebook?
The civil. Yeah.
I would say on your LinkedIn, but on your Facebook?
I think you're expected to promote wherever you're employed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's that. It's lame. Now, if you go, no, my boss doesn't make me, I just do it, you're lame. But if it's like, hey, you're expected to kind of do this. Now, vaccinations are lower than that because it's like no one expects you to post that. That's just your moral superiority or whatever superiority. I know good people that did it, but I just think they were wrong-headed at the time.
But those people
thought they were in the right head when they did it.
The good people that did it aren't going to post it because they don't want to be misaisled, right? Because they're like, hey, I did it, but I'm not going to tell anybody because I don't want people to think I am a liberal.
I just finally got to a place to where it's like, maybe my kids' shows that I play and the podcast. Other than that, I really legitimately have the thought where, and it's fine, dude, if you like to post a lot, that's just like you're not where I'm at. Like, we're in different spots. It doesn't mean better or worse. I'm just, me personally, I'm in a spot now to where I go like, this is, imagine 20 years ago, I would just take this picture and be like, I'm glad I have this picture. That's what I'm doing. Mm. I tried to take a picture of the eclipse. It didn't turn out great. It was shitty. I tried to do it through my goggles or whatever.
If it turned out great, would you post it?
No. Because I know somebody with photographic inclination, someone that's better. My buddy Joey Salinas is a photographer by trade. Mm-hmm. He took some amazing shots of it. Yeah, post those because that's your trade.
But they don't move the needle, do they?
No. But you're a good photographer and you get a good shot of an amazing feat. Fine. Me on my shitty iPhone SE or whatever it is. Like, no, that's it.
So I walked outside of my place of work, donned the sunglasses, took 1 second, looked at it, was like, this is just because I know at least through my social media, family members, friends, 20 different people who drove, got in the car, took the day off of work, and were like, I'm driving toward Indianapolis to try to be in the belly of the beast. And I'm like, when I saw what I saw, I was like, for that?
No, you know what, dude? I think it's cool. Like, I think...
How about just going to work?
I think if it's rare and you think you can enjoy it better and it will...
You're wrong.
I think it's rare and if you can enjoy it better and if it brings you joy...
Don't be watching my trigger finger here.
No, but if it brings... Well, I don't know if it's my turn or your turn, but if it brings you joy and it's not hurting anybody and you want to go enjoy the clips, dude, enjoy it. Like, that sounds great to me.
Not to me.
I'm not even saying I wouldn't go.
What?
You're
going to waste a day off for that? Like, you only get so many. Yeah. Most people have so many days off in their days off bank. Mm. Surely not. Look.
If you make a day of it, then it's a day trip.
You're like, there's so many wonders in the world. And I mean, we're not going to see the next one of these until 2044. Right. And I'm like, hey, in 2044, I'll also not care. But I won't. Here's the thing. I'll forget. Just like I did the last time, my wife came home and she was like before the kids went to school, not came home, but before the kids, she's like, hey, remember, don't look directly into the eclipse. You could go blind. And the thing is, you might not know right away because what I read on the internet is that it may take a couple days for this retina burn to take place. So immediately you might. And I said, okay, let's do this. I went online. I asked Siri and she told me there were less than like 13 people in the last less than 30 people in the last time, the last eclipse that were documented to have permanent vision loss as a result of looking directly at the eclipse. Now, I will tell you this, for someone to say, don't look directly at it, my thing would be like, who looks directly at the sun in any, I mean, you can't, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, but you think about like island movies and you're stranded and you look up and you're like, you fall asleep and you look up, you look at the sun, you can get a good 3 to 5 seconds before it hurts. And no one has permanent damage from that.
If you're not on vacation, there's absolutely no reason for you to look at the sun.
Unless you worship it.
Church.
Then it's your Lord. Visit us at lookstraightatthesun.org.
I'm just wondering, it's redundancy for someone to be like, hey, just to remind you, don't look directly into the sun. It's like, okay. And I put those glasses on, dude, and all I saw was a sliver of yellow, and I'm like, that's what this was about?
It was cool. I thought it looked cool.
Yeah.
I did think it looked cool. I don't know that I would have traveled far to see it, but
Would you have thought it was a letdown had you traveled?
No, but here's the reason. The reason people are traveling is because it's not what you saw. So what you saw was kind of cool, or you didn't care too much, but what I saw was like, oh, that's neat. That's something cool to see. Not worth
it. What you saw is what I saw. We're in the same place.
Correct. The people that traveled aren't in the place.
But what I'm saying is you go,
no one traveled here to see it.
I went, wow, that's unique. In 1 second, I was over it and going like, I got to head back in.
Right, but listen to what I'm saying is if you go somewhere else where we weren't, it looked different and cooler. And it already looked pretty cool where I saw.
I mean, I don't know how it could be cool. It is a black hole with yellow around the outside of it.
Well, from our point of view, the bottom was kind of, if you were in Northwest Indiana, the bottom was pretty much covered and the top had a sliver and it was neat, but it wasn't.
Look, I'm the kind of guy, if I went to Stonehenge, I'd be like, this is weird. I know no one knows who put this together and why it's here. Don't care. It's a cool setup. Not looking much more into it. I'm not going to waste. I'm not going to say I need to check this off my list. Now you want to say you want to look at the Sphinx?
I know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know.
You want to look at the
16th Chapel?
A beautiful painting, but a bunch of rocks. And you know what? It's greater than me. It's larger than me. Aliens may have done it. It may absolutely be something that later on,
yeah,
it may be a landing pad for some spaceship that comes down. Who knows? Or had been here.
I still feel like that. Like I've had several people tell me, like, dude, when you walk into the 16th Chapel, and the 16th Chapel, excuse me,
get it right.
When you look at it, you're like, oh my God, I'm not religious, but there's something here. I feel like
everyone that I've heard says it's a lot smaller than I thought it was.
I feel like I would go, this is incredible artwork, and it makes me angry how much effort they put into this building.
But I've walked into the museum and I went to an Andy Warhol exhibit, if you remember, and I was like, this is garbage.
Yeah.
It's garbage.
Well, but he's also garbage.
I know that. But what I'm saying is that, okay, so this guy took a paintbrush when he didn't have the paints we have today, and he was working with a bullshit scaffolding, and he laid on his back, and he did.
I feel like his
work put in. I'm gonna give him his flowers for work put in. Like, dude, you put in the time. You're a good painter. It's awesome. But would I think it was cooler if he painted, you know, the Ride the Lightning album cover on there? Hell yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? In detail. I'm the same guy that likes to see hot chicks play like Joe Satriani level guitar solos on TikTok. That moves me more than seeing, Big Ben.
Paint Shakira on a 10-story building, and now I'm looking at it.
We've moved past it. I just don't feel like I hear Joe Rogan always talking about the pyramids. He's like, well, you know, they're saying that there were civilizations that were way smarter than us and had technology greater than ours.
It could be true.
Because there's no way anybody, the scientists, I don't give them.
Could be true.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Do you?
You're more insular, and I think I am too.
I just feel like it doesn't move the needle. It does not affect you. It's cool to speculate on stuff. But like, if you speculate on it constantly, it's just like, I don't know. It's not interesting.
It doesn't really for me either. But the eclipse was not speculation. The eclipse is a thing. And what I'm telling you is, if you traveled like some did, it would have got darker, colder, and been more impressive.
The eclipse is only cool because people know there's an element of danger there. And I guarantee you, a lot of people my eyes do kind of feel a little bit weird. Am I going to have retina burn in 2 or 3 days?
If you want an element of danger, just take my cup after I had a drink.
Or have mail sent to your house.
Yeah. You want to feel at risk? Accidentally send me your adult toys.
I'm just saying, I have to believe that I'm not the only person. A lot of people are going to lie and say that they thought the eclipse was cool, but they did not.
I did think, well, here's the deal. I did think it was cool. But for me, looking up, dude, I literally was at the mechanic shop because my 09 Honda CRV base package with no frills. I went in because I needed an oil change. Turns out my exhaust pipe had broken. There was metal in my tire. And what else broke? Oh, my brake pads were shot.
Well, that makes sense that the mechanic would tell you that because you don't even know how to put on a windshield wiper. So he's like, here he comes again.
He's a good guy. I was with him. Okay. I saw him pull this shit out. I trust him. But
he's a magician. He's got some metal pieces.
check it out. One tire cut them. You got a metal. You take a metal. Mm-hmm. So I'm standing there while they're working on it, and I just stand in the parking lot and I look up every once in a while and I stare for it and I go, I got 20 minutes of coolness out of it. I thought it was neat.
I think it's because you were a captive audience. Had you had something better to do, you wouldn't have cared. You would have cared less.
I did laugh every once in a while when I'd look at it. And then I go back to playing Plants vs. Zombies on my phone. And then I look at it again, and I go back to my phone. Like, it's cool, but I don't know if it's as cool as this stupid game I've beat 30 times.
So what I'm telling you is that this did not move me. However, I was moved.
I don't know why you don't care about the sun, dude.
I was moved today when I came home for lunch, and I stood at the corner of my driveway punching in my garage code to shut my door before I got back in the car to leave. And I was like, man, my lawn looks fantastic right now. It's got the right color. I cut it to the right size. My edging looks good. My weed whacking looks good.
So punk rock.
This is what it's all about. Your little piece of the pie. And I thought about myself standing in the driveway, smoking a cigar, and just saying, I don't care about what else happens outside this perimeter.
But you understand how people could flip it and be like, this is a scientific phenomenon and you're concerned about the hue and tint of your grass.
Hey, you know what? It is, what do they say? Eye of the beholder, right?
That's what they
One
say.
One man's trash is another man's
That's
treasure.
That's true.
All I know is I put the work into that.
Yeah, but the line. Grass thing is very ubiquitous. Like, it's like a guy is like out there with their grill, making sure the grass is right. Do you find something a little bit formulaic or stereotypical about that?
Yeah, no, it's for sure. It's for sure.
And do you just get over it and go like, yeah, but it feels good?
I just know, like, it's a job that you know what start and what finish looks like, and you can actually see within a small period of time the transformation into a squared away, beautiful lawn you have.
Does your lawn say something about yourself?
Yeah, it definitely does.
What does it say?
Well, mine personally.
What is your personal?
It says
lawn
I pay a bunch of people to fertilize my lawn like twice a month.
You take pride in that.
I take pride in making sure that I found the best people to prepare my lawn in the days that I'm not here.
I found
my lawn's getting taken care of when I'm not even here.
Yeah, you should be proud of that. I guess that I didn't see it like that.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense when you say it like that.
You don't have any. You don't have any jokes this week.
I thought maybe I have one joke.
Okay.
I wasn't able to make jokes. I had a tough couple weeks.
Okay.
But I made one joke. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, the eclipse was cool, but I miss the good old days when we had pen and a paper and could have put a stamp on it and just enjoy a regular eclipse.
Okay. It was an internet. So it was an internet joke for anybody.
That some guy texted me that on the way in. I
wonder.
You see why I didn't make any more?
I wonder how many people. And this is not a shot at your jokes, but I wonder how many people understand. Like, I know my wife's like, I don't get a lot of the references. And I'm like,
can I tell you that makes me a little bit happier?
Yes, you can.
I clearly am. All my jokes are an homage to Norm Macdonald. They're almost ripoffs, right? So like somebody going, I don't get it, and me laughing makes me feel really good.
How does it feel to not hear them not get it, though? It is for you. No, I understand that.
No, I threw a couple out at a guy at work today, and he was like, where's the punchline? And I was like, oh, I'm keeping that one. Yeah. Because it's just fun. I have an idea next week about a Hot Wings ripoff that's going to involve adult.
What's Hot Wings?
Hot Wings? Hot Ones.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought you were going at.
Hot Ones,
like,
sorry.
Hot Wings, a new show that's a ripoff of Hot Ones?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you next week about a show that's like Hot Ones, but involves adult movie stars. This concludes our podcast show.